Hello, my name is Paul Kawachi. Welcome to Open Education Network Podcasting, introducing a new idea or technique to students and teachers for use in education. This is the second episode about using audio files. In the first episode, we discussed why audio should be used. In this episode, I will talk about how you can create your own audio files. And in the next third, final episode of this series, I will discuss how to evaluate the educational effectiveness of audio in helping to improve the quality of teaching and learning. Now let me describe how you can create audio files, how you can prepare better quality audio, and how to manage the technical side. Mobile phones can be used for voice-to-voice transmission, short text transmission, and for sending photographs, and also for accessing the internet in a read-only mode. The internet, however, has evolved recently into a read and write media for you to communicate your ideas and thoughts to others. Now you can use your mobile phone or any digital telephone to record and then post up voice messages to your own or any other website. Your audio file can also be saved, can be uploaded to a blog, be put and made clickable inside a PowerPoint or Keynote slide, put into your email, or you can podcast it to the world. Here you are listening to my podcasted audio. Audio can be in various formats. The easiest is MP3. It has a relatively small file size and can be opened and listened to by anyone using freely available players like QuickTime, Real Player, or Windows Media Player. All work well on a Mac or PC. The other common format is WAV, built into Windows, but the file size is 10 times the memory size of MP3. So WAV is not a good idea for low bandwidth transmission speed. The easiest way to create audio is using a finger-size MP3 recorder. However, most laptop computers also have a built-in microphone and can be used. If you have internet connectivity, then you can record by microphone to Odeo.com or Captivate.com, both free of cost, or by telephone directly to gabcast.com, where the phone call involves a cost, since you should anyway keep your audio file to within a few minutes. The telephone call cost is generally not a factor. They also store your audio files freely. You can download the audio file as MP3 onto your computer. For storage and transmission, you can compress them to small size and very narrow bandwidth. Using a script may be useful, with redundant phrases removed, repetition and rephrasing, commonly used in speech for adding clarity, can be deleted since the listener can just click on replay. Thank you for listening to Open Education Network podcasting. In the next final episode of this series on using audio, I will discuss the benefits and how to assess learning by audio. My name is Paul Kawachi, and I look forward to our next podcast together. Thank you. Goodbye.